London Calling. David here. I'm out in the field today. I'm in Kensington. I'm going to be doing my Kensington walk in about 40 minutes. But I'm seated now across the counter from the wonderful Shirley, who runs a wonderful little shop on Kensington Church Walk. And as you'll know, Kensington Church Walk is where Hornets is, which is a menswear shop run by Bill and Orlando, the actor and model. So, good afternoon, Shirley. How are you? Come on, have your giggle and say hello to me, will you?
Good afternoon.
Hello, and what's the name of your shop, Shirley?
Garnet.
Garnet. Mm-hmm. And a garnet is a gem, is that right?
That's right.
What color is it, a garnet?
It's a very deep red.
Deep red, okay. And so you have some garnet stones in here today?
Yes, we do. Right here.
Oh, yeah, they are very beautiful.
I'm wearing garnet as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, now garnet. I know. I've already learned something. That's great.
It's my favorite stone.
Is it your favorite stone? And what does it signify? Does stones have associations?
No, not garnet. Garnet is a part of the ruby family. The cheaper
okay.
One.
Well, everybody likes to know, how people got started. So where did you grow up? When did you come to London? Are you a Londoner? Were you bred and born in London?
No, I grew up in Goa, in India.
Uh-huh.
And my interest, I think, in jewelry started as a young girl, looking at my grandmother's beautiful jewelry.
Really? Yeah. And did your parents come over to England then?
I came over as a child? I came here first.
You came first?
First.
So you were a young woman then, is that right, when you came? You still are a young
17.
Woman, Shirley.
I was 17.
You were a girl. You were a schoolgirl.
I was very young. I came and stayed with my grandmother, who was Irish.
And this was in London, was it?
That's it, yeah.
What did you make of London that time then? Were you shocked by it?
I was shocked.
Were you?
Mainly because of the weather.
I'll bet. Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Were you wanted to get out of here and get...
I wanted to get back to Goa as soon as I got here.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there was no going back.
Was there? So have you been here since you were a 17-year-old schoolgirl?
Mm.
Fascinating.
I'd finished school and then come here.
And how did you find your way to Kensington? How did you get into this line of work, first of all?
Well, I married someone who brought me to Kensington. Who was a very successful man. And we saw the shop about 30 years ago, and bought it. That's how I started this whole process.
Yeah. So you've been in Garnet here this...
About 29 years now.
29 years. Fantastic. And do you know much about the history of the actual little row
this
of shops?
Little shop is...
They were stables, is that right? Were they stables?
Not this one. This was a shop. I believe it was a sweet shop. And then a hat shop. And then an antique shop. And now it's me.
And now it's you. Yeah. And how's it changed? In so nearly three decades
it's
you've been here.
It's changed a lot, unfortunately.
Oh, unfortunately.
We had a lot of glamorous people on this road in the past. Especially visiting Annie.
Visiting?
Annie's, the hairdresser.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. And not so many now. So
not that many now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that many.
Well, that's all right. I think it's still quite a good class of clientele.
Very much.
Don't
so.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what about, I mean, you're open most days here, is that right? 5 days
Just
a week?
Just half days.
Six half days.
Yes.
Six half days. So what about your buying the stuff?
I do have a buyer, a lady who goes around to France, America. Sometimes I do it on my own. But now we're traveling, so difficult, we can't travel very much.
And do you trust her to get the stuff for you? Or do you have the final say? Does she show you photographs?
I choose what I want.
Right.
And she knows more or less over the years what I like. My customers are very impressed with my buyer. They would like to know who she is.
You're not going to tell them, are you, Shirley?
I never tell them.
Good on you. And what about some of the stuff then? Is it, you know, I sat out in front on the walk and I describe it as sort of 1920s and 1930s. Am I right? Or?
Yes, mainly 1920s, 30s, 40s and 50s.
Uh-huh.
A few pieces of Victorian. We do have a few Victorian pieces as well. But I think we sell a lot of the 20s mainly,
uh-huh,
and 50s.
And how did all of that come about? I mean, you could have been doing absolutely up-to-date, latest jewelry, but is it that you just have a taste a fondness?
I love vintage jewelry.
Uh-huh.
It has a special, sort of unusual look to it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I can't really reproduce these pieces. Like Miriam Haskell, which we have up there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She's one of the top designers from
really?
The 50s,
yeah.
American. You must have heard of her.
No, you know, about jewelry. I know as much about jewelry as I do about, cricket.
Stanley Hagler. Do you know of Stanley Hagler?
No.
He's another top jeweler.
All right, right.
All
well, so it's an education to come in here and talk to you.
I do learn. I've learned over the years. I read a lot of books,
uh-huh,
on costume jewelry, how to price them and everything.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I've got a lot of experience.
And Shirley, who because it's very beautiful, the display. Do you do that?
I do it, yes.
The window dressing, yes, and all of that.
I've designed, yeah, this shop as well.
Yeah.
To blend with the jewelry.
Yeah.
It looks like a real antique shop.
Uh-huh.
The shop is over 110 years old.
Is it? Is it? Yeah. Yeah. And you obviously have regular customers, but
yes,
do you sometimes get some passing trade as well?
Sometimes we get the old customer. We don't know who they are.
Uh-huh.
They might be famous. They might not be famous.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't ask them.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes I recognize,
yeah,
people, yes.
Discretion, right? This is what you would expect of a classy shop.
Yeah. I used to have Brian May a lot here in the past, buying for his girlfriend. He doesn't come here anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know who Brian May was, so I thought he was a tourist from America.
I bet he was delighted that you didn't know who he was.
He laughed.
You laughed, did he?
He thought it was very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, actually, I live around the corner here.
Wonderful.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, wonderful.
And at that time, I didn't know people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was new anyway to this country and all the famous people, so
yeah,
I wasn't aware of them. Now I know most of them.
Sure, sure. This is what happens. Mm-hmm. It takes time, but
Time.
Yeah. And you know, what about Bill and Orlando's shop? What was that before they came here? Do you know?
It was a pet shop. One of them was a pet shop.
A pet
shop.
Shop. Yeah.
Those are the two things I remember. A pet,
yeah,
shop and a bookshop. A very rare bookshop.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I remember.
So Annie Russell must have been here before you, is that right?
Mm, yeah. She's the longest person on,
yeah,
this road.
Yeah.
And then Munget, who moved.
Yes, yes.
And then I came along. So I'm one of the longest now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alive.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You're the senior girl now. You've been promoted.
I've been promoted.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well,
and a lot of people have taken my pictures in the shop.
Yeah, have they?
I think the shop has been photographed by so many people around,
has it,
the world.
Yeah. I can understand that. I mean, it's just,
it's just
visually very appealing.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Well, I'm very aware of the time now. I'm going to be on in 20 minutes, so I'd better...
But you know, this, people describe the shop as the little gem of Kensington, and that's exactly what it is.
A little gem of Kensington. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to describe it
when
I come by here in 90 minutes.
You know how many people have said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the little gem of Kensington.
Yeah.
Hidden away.
Yeah. Perfect. Do you have a website?
No.
No.
We don't.
Okay. What?
We are on Google. On Google, we are there.
Yeah. Well, Shirley, let's tell the listeners what is the exact address so they can, you know, they can put it into Google Maps.
1A Kensington Church Walk.
1A?
Kensington Church Walk.
1A Kensington Church Walk. Okay.
The only famous person who I can name is Diana.
Yeah, sure.
Everyone knows Diana was around here, especially on Saturday.
Did she come in here ever?
She has been in here.
Yeah.
The only thing I think she could have bought but didn't pay, someone else came along and bought it, was a little box, 1950s from down here.
How interesting.
She was very quiet, she didn't say very much,
yeah.
but she often sat on that wall,
because
everyone knows.
Yeah.
I wish I had really spoken to her much more, but I was very shy of her.
I'm just curious, did she come with a sort of a detective, a bodyguard?
They would sit outside.
They'd sit outside.
Or her butler, or Barrett.
Yeah, how interesting.
And they would sit outside, but sometimes on her own.
Yeah.
She would go by the palace to the church.
Uh-huh.
She was well known to go to the Carmelite church, and then she would come here.
Surely, I think this goes back to this word that we used before, discretion. She liked coming here because she knew she wouldn't
no
be...
No one bothered her.
Exactly.
No one took her photographs.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's why she kept coming.
Yeah.
She looked rather sad, though, I must say.
Hey ho.
Didn't know very much then.
No.
Now we know it all.
Yeah, we do, don't we? Yeah.
People still come and sit on the wall where she's.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Yeah, you're sitting.
Where did she sit? I said, there.
That's wonderful. Well, it's another reason for coming in here, getting to know your wares, and you can direct them to exactly where they can plop down. For the Princess of Wales set. That's wonderful.
I think I'm going to put a little, what's the plug?
Exactly.
This is where Diana sat. Yeah. And you see all the people coming.
Oh, wonderful, surely.
It was a lovely experience. I think she would have loved to talk to people.
Yes, I'm sure.
That people were shy, I think, to talk or disturb her mainly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hey ho.
There we are.
Thank you very much.
Now your time is up.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do a video, so I was
nervous
about it.
No, not at all. No, it's...
Because that's what this guy did, and it was really quite, frightening. Like, I'm not an actress. I actually had a movie offer after that, believe me.
Yeah.
Someone saw it, the directors, and they came up to us. No way.
Well, down the way, Davey, he appears in films
they
regularly.
They said I was so natural, and they're looking for someone like me, Anglo-Indian background, and all that. I didn't die, I couldn't believe it. It's this one. You must have seen it.
I haven't. No, I haven't at all.
And that was Shirley. I couldn't get her started, but once she got going, she didn't want to stop. I was going to miss the start of my walk. But it neatly made the point. Shirley from Goa, in India, just a little bit after we meet Shirley on that walk, we meet Bill, an English actor, and Orlando, a Brazilian model, and Chris, a Scottish tailor. And there's Pete the welder, who's Welsh. We've got an Australian art dealer and an Irish hairdresser. All of that comes together. All of that really neatly encapsulates an important point about Kensington generally and about London. It's the most cosmopolitan city in the world, and that's a key to its being at the cutting edge of modernity. A stat for you, 37% of Londoners were born abroad, born in a foreign country, and just over 50% of the residents of Kensington were born abroad, the most cosmopolitan city in the world.